Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Wednesday morning. Wednesday, November 15th, 2023, 12 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. Now, remember our big announcements that are ongoing at this particular time. Fruitcake Toss coming up December 14th, Thursday night, 7 p.m. Little under a month away now. Nominees so far in that: Ted, Adam, Dr. Davis, Kerr Murray, Andy Apfeller, Sarah, Chip, Mr. Neal, and Carrington. If you'd like to nominate somebody, please feel free to do so by just giving us a buzz, 740-751-4038. Christmas in the Village over in Caledonia. The gang will be there. Sean, myself, Carrington, and Matt will be there. Coming up Saturday, December the 9th at 6:15, we'll be lighting the Christmas tree, having a good time with that. Thanksgiving pizza next Wednesday morning, a week from today, 8 a.m. to 12 noon, day after Thanksgiving. We've got the Christmas pizza. That'll be 8 a.m. to 1 o'clock in the afternoon. That's a little over a week away. We've got the Attaboys giving away things to make a Thanksgiving dinner, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Saturday. And this this coming Saturday, we've got the Richland Road Church of Christ Food Pantry at 9 a.m. and the Victory Center Food Pantry at 10 a.m. Also, want to remind everybody, we might have a surprise to talk about on Friday morning. We'll know more about that Thursday night. So get ready for that, and check out Matt's music video on Facebook. It's linked on my Facebook page, and if you don't do social media, you can go to YouTube and search Scott Spears Exchange Marion, Ohio, and it should pop up, and hopefully you will enjoy it. I think Matt did a great job on that video. All right, anything else on anybody's mind this morning? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now again, you can call and nominate anybody for the Fruitcake Toss. Doesn't cost anything to nominate anybody. And, well, really the only thing you have to do is let the person know that it is December the 14th, that it will be at 7 o'clock, and that it will be at 685 Delaware Avenue. So, that's all you have to do. Now, a lot of people, well, let's take the phone call here and we'll come back to this momentarily. All right, go ahead, caller.
Well, Scott, I just hung on and stayed in here till you come back on the air. Now, that fruitcake, have you got any more fruitcake at your store? Because I haven't had that fruitcake. And I don't know when the last time, been many and many a years, and I was going to get one from you last year, but I never revealed about getting I think they was all thrown down the drain after the toss, wasn't they?
I think they were, and I'll tell you, it's interesting, because I was talking with Matt the other day, because we put the fruitcakes out at the grocery store back in probably the middle of October, and I can say that as of Monday, they are sold out.
Okay, they're sold out there. Well, I'll have to check down here at the other store. And I heard you talking about Matt on that video. You know, I think he excels. That's the thing he excels in, is that I heard him talking, and he was even happened to inform you about what was going on, how to do that. And I thought, that's really unusual. You in the radio business, and you as I don't think it was a put-on act at all, because do you agree with me? He really knows what he's doing.
No, and that's what it not a put-on, because I think that's one of the nice things. Number one, having the young kids around I do think is nice, and you've got to have another generation following you. But they do pay attention, at Matt especially, to things like videos and all these platforms that normally I would not have anything to do with or know anything about. So there's a lot of pluses to what's going on, and certainly that's one of them.
Yeah, and Carrington, there's the names and stuff, the people that I've seen, and then when I listen to you all and the previous, all the people when you first started the show clear up until now, I don't need a video because I got them in my mind, and that's what's the cool part about me as a listener, and my wife. I have seen those people, so when they're on the air, I know all about it. And I think that's a key thing when you see people, and I've talked about all of your people that you've had, you know, personally in the studio, and so I thought that was a plus for me, and so that's why I enjoy listening to your show immensely.
Well, and I appreciate that as well, and I think that there is a key to that, and I think that's why putting these pictures out for people who might not be able to make it to the studio or see these people, now they can see them. And I think that's a big part of even radio now.
I think it is. I think it's a combination and a flexibility of both combos, and people say, I know them, I see them with Kroger's. I didn't know they could do this. I didn't know they talk like, I'll be darned. So, yeah, I think you got a good thing going. I told you a long time ago, you got a gold mine in the sky. If it prevails, why, the rainbow will come and there'll be a pot at each end. So I think I hope it's not too costly to do that, but you know what your finances are and the rest of the board members and stuff that... I like that board member stuff. Murray, he pulled in. He said, "Hey, you got 6 minutes," and I said, "For what?" And he said, "To talk to me." I said, "Well," I said, "What's so important about it?" He said, "I got to go to a meeting." Boy, those guys, executives, boy, they got all kinds of those board meetings, and they got time schedules they're on. My goodness, why would they want to run again for election if that's tiring on them? You know what I mean?
That's a busy life. It's a busy life.
Okay, I'll get back with you some other time, Scott. So I appreciate that about the fruitcakes. And there was another subject I was going to talk about, that what was coming up Friday morning. What's going to, well, I can't, you aren't going to have the surprise. So I feel you out what the surprise might be there and might not, but it might be raining the way the forecast goes. So
yep.
I'll be listening. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Yeah, well. This surprise on Friday morning, now, again, I might just come on Friday morning and say there is no surprise. It'll all be dependent on the phone conversation that I have on Thursday night. It all started with a phone conversation on Monday night, and I really don't know where it is at this point. Could be good, could be bad, but we'll finish up that conversation on Thursday, and then on Friday morning, I'll have some kind of idea on what may or may not be going on. All right, 19 minutes past the hour. If you want to put somebody in the fruitcake toss, that phone line is always open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Right now we're at 9. Ted, Adam, Dr. Davis, Kerr Murray, Andy Appafeller, Sarah, Chip, Mr. Neal, and Carrington. But again, a lot of people who have been in the fruitcake toss from past years, you can nominate them. It'll be interesting in the end to see who gets nominated, who is in this thing, who is not in this thing. I'll be interested, because once you start to see who's in this, then you get a really good idea of what's going to happen, what's going on. And there have been people who have been in every fruitcake toss. I believe, I'm trying to remember, this must be the fourth year we've done this. Ralph Thacker won the first year. The kid from Donato's won the second year, and he set the record. And then last year, the winner was Ed, Linda's now husband. So that's how it's all worked out over the years. Those are your fruitcake champions. This year, I don't know. So far, we've only got 9 entrants. We'll see how the rest of that goes. But if you'd like to enter somebody, or if there's something else on your mind right now, we don't mind hearing from you on any subject, 740-751-4038. You know, something I did want to say. I think the people in downtown Marion are doing a very good job of getting things together downtown, which I think is a very good thing. Go ahead, caller.
God, I heard you talk about the fruitcake talk.
Oh, yeah, we got 9 entrants.
9 entrants. Well, I heard the question earlier. Yes, there will be a plaque for the winner.
Oh, a plaque. Oh, well, there, we got to put that down because that is big news. The winners love a plaque.
There you go.
So there will be a plaque for the winner. Now, what do you think?
There will be a plaque.
Now, Adam has said that last year he won the WWGH division, and he also won Most Improved. So now I think he's got the big head thinking he's going to win the whole event. What do you think?
Well, I mean, it's up for grabs. I don't know the physical prowess of all the other members, but I suppose if he keeps improving from year to year, you know, then he might take it all.
Well, I'm looking at this list, and we don't have any of the previous winners in it yet. And also, a lot of these people, Kerr Murray, Appafeller, Carrington, they've never been in it before. So they'll be rookies to the fruitcake toss.
That's always good to get new blood in there.
You got to get that. Now, do you have any nominations for the fruitcake toss?
Not yet. I think I'll make some nominations when I'm there next week.
Oh, okay. So next now, do we? That's a big question. Now, next Wednesday morning, we've talked about it. It was the turkey pizza 2 years ago. Last year, it was the pumpkin pie pizza. Do we know this year what the Thanksgiving pizza will be?
Well, I've got some ideas, which I need to follow up on still here as to what we'll do. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, so to speak.
No, I think we should wait for that morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Friday next week, now the Christmas pizza. Now, that could go a lot of different ways. Now, the fruitcake pizza was very popular last year, so I know there was talk that it could be that again.
Could be,
but there are many things that go along with Christmas that it could possibly be.
Right, I think I've got some good ideas on what that'll be, but I don't know if we want to let that cat out of the bag anyway. I think a surprise is a good.
I think so. Yeah. People have Thanksgiving. That's also the morning we light the tree, so that'll be fun. Now, I was looking back here because a lot of, you know, the Upper Crust Society is an interesting thing. And who was I talking with last week? I think it was Pastor Craig about did we finally nail down. Now, one of the people is definitely going to be Marianne Michaels.
Right.
Now, were we for sure? Because I think the day before Thanksgiving is when we normally had people come in to sign those things to get ready for the plaque presentation. So did we have...
We tracked him down some. I mean, we did George Kasotis last year.
We did.
And that was just kind of a... I mean, he hangs around the station a lot, at least he did that then, and so that was easy to get him.
Well, maybe, you know, George might be in that day because he has not been to the new studio, and when you're doing Thanksgiving, he's a good person to have around.
Well, especially when he's in his tux there, he looks so regal with everything that you have to include him.
You absolutely do. Now, I don't know. So is it, what was it, Marianne, and who was the other? I thought we were going to do 2 a year.
Yeah, you mentioned a couple others. I don't know if we want to throw out their names on the air here or not, but I know you mentioned a former sheriff.
Oh, yes, we mentioned. Oh, and also a former mayor, and also a current mayor, which could be options.
Yeah. I meant the former mayor.
Yeah.
I don't even know who the former sheriff is, but...
Well, I definitely think the former mayor, that's an important one, just age, and at that point, he still will have held a record. So, yeah, I think that's a solid one.
Yeah.
Now, other than that, I don't know. But those certainly are two good ones.
Yep.
So I definitely think we're making proper headway here.
Yes, we are. It's going to be a big event, no matter what.
It absolutely will. Well, hey, thanks, Bob.
Yeah, thanks, and I'll talk to you later, and see you next week.
Sounds good. Phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. Well, maybe people are thinking about their nominations for the fruitcake toss. Maybe that's what it's all about. We're all thinking, who do we want to put in the fruitcake toss? Because it is still early. We've got 29 days. But I do think the earlier you get to some of these people, probably the better, so they can put it on their calendar and be free that hour, 7 to 8 o'clock on December the 14th. So we'll see. But if you have a nomination, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Nominations for the fruitcake toss. You know, it is interesting as our mayor goes out this year after 16 years of service to the city. You know, I don't know. I don't know if he's been nominated in the past. I really don't know. I know Jack Kellogg's been there twice. But I don't know about the current mayor. And I know Mary Ellen was nominated twice, but she wasn't able to come 2 years ago because of a death in the family. And last year, she had a broken leg, so she was not able to come. So I really don't know if that nomination will happen again. Don't know at this point. Police chief, fire chief, sheriff, judge, and just people around, all people around the station. We've always had a lot of people around the station nominated for the fruitcake toss. So there's that as well. And last year we had, trying to think if there were any people there. Well, you know, I know Abby was there last year, but she helped us secure the location of the church. You know, she's an interesting person because I will tell you. Now, see, I put her in the Carrington category for this reason. I think Abby used to play softball, but I think she was a catcher. So I don't think, you know, that's not all in the arms. And I don't remember what she threw last year. I'd have to go back and look at the records. But I don't remember how far she threw the fruitcake. I mean, she didn't win, but I don't remember how far she threw it either. And I think that's going to be an interesting question for Carrington this year as well. So we'll see as time goes on how that all shakes out. Go ahead, caller.
I made it. I called Kroger's down here south, and the girl in the bakery said she had two left.
Oh, man.
But she went to check to see, and she come back to me, and she said, we got two left. I said, honey, will you be able just to save one for me? I know that's a bad thing to people say, and they'll never show it. She said, I'll have one for you. So I got a fruitcake from that we're going to throw, and I'm not ruin mine. I'm going to eat mine. But how about you run down to last all the time they had the toss? You know, that was a blackout for me. I don't care for that blackout thing. If I throw something, I like to know where it's
sure,
going.
It's going to land.
Well, I like that. That's an incentive. You can throw better if you know the distance and stuff, kind of pinpoint something. So the rules got to change here, or I'm going to have to protest.
No, this year I have stood out in the parking lot of our new location, and you can definitely see.
Okay, and I'll definitely give it a better toss. You don't have no records of what the best toss was except for the winner, right?
You know, I think Linda does have all the records from past years. I know she has last year, and I'm pretty sure she has the year before.
Well, I couldn't hardly see you, and that's bad. And when I talked to Mayor Kellogg at the time there that night, and the doctor, and the chief police, the head of the, I don't know, but I couldn't even hardly see their faces and stuff. So I didn't see everybody that was competing. So
well, that was a miscalculation. You know, I should have gone down there to see what the lighting situation was like prior to the fruitcake toss, because obviously the year before that we did it at the station. Now I knew what the lighting situation was there at night. And now I know what the lighting situation is where we are now, because I've been outside there at night. But
well, you,
yeah,
you got a wonderful area there. That's a wide and big, and if they throw it out of bounds there, they're going to be the Olympic champs of the whole thing. You know,
that's right. If they break the record, which I think is 72 feet, they'll still be in the parking lot, so we'll be okay.
Well, and then we got to watch Adam. That netting, we got to have it up above, because he'll throw it clear up there and might mess up in the satellites or something like that.
We don't need him breaking any windows, throwing it backwards again or anything.
My goodness. Bye, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, I'll tell you. We get a lot of mileage out of this fruitcake toss. The nomination process is almost as fun as the fruitcake toss itself. So those are the entrants. If you'd like to enter somebody, all you got to do is let them know when it is. December the 14th, 7 p.m. at the new offices, 685 Delaware Avenue, right here in Marion. So that's how that all shakes out. And we will have light this year, which will be a little different than what went on last year, but that was my fault because I did not go scope out the location prior to the event. But, you know, mistakes happen from time to time. Okay, let's see here. What else do we got today? You know, we haven't done any Family Feud for a while. Let's see. Okay. I think we've done that one. I think we've done that one too. Let me try to find something here. Maybe one that we haven't done that would be fun. Okay, well, this is an interesting one. I don't think we've done this one, but we'll give it a shot. Name something that gets pumped up. Name something that gets pumped up. There are four answers here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something that gets pumped up. Four big answers here. 740-751-4038. Name something that gets pumped up. That is the category. Something that gets pumped up. Four big answers. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Well, you know what my answer will be, right?
I do. I feel it coming.
As I get ready to throw that fruitcake all the way to, let's just go for Hancock County, and I'm going to pump up my muscles, especially the ones in my arms where I get that good leverage and toss that fruitcake maybe to the nearest radio station in the Findlay, Ohio area.
Oh, that, you're getting big talk here, Adam. I hope your butt is not writing
remember
a check.
Remember Hans and Franz? We want to pump you up. I was kind of thinking of that also.
Yes.
So is that on there?
Now, what is exactly the answer?
Muscles or
yes,
body?
Muscles is number four on the list. It is.
And you mean the body part, not the seafood, right? Because I like the seafood muscles also.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the body part.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. All right, muscles, number four on the list. Okay, let's go back to the phones here. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'll say tires.
Tires, number one on the list. No entries into the fruitcake toss this year so far?
No.
None at all.
Not at all.
Okay. We've got tires, number one on the list.
Okay.
Tires, number one on the list. Muscles, number four. All right. Two answers left on the list here. Name something that gets pumped up. Something that gets pumped up. That's what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I want to nominate Matt.
Oh, Matt. Oh, yes. We forgot about getting Matt. Matt is in the fruitcake toss. I got him.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Now, Matt is in the fruitcake toss? Well, he's number 10 in the fruitcake toss. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Matt, now in the fruitcake toss. Well, you know, that could be... you know, I don't know. That could be big. Go ahead, caller.
Balloons.
Balloon. Let's see. Balloons, number 2 on the list. Any entrance for the fruitcake toss?
No.
Okay. Well, if any come to your mind, let us know.
Are you, you're in it, right?
No, no. I haven't been put in it yet.
Oh, well, I'll put you in it.
I will be there. I might as well throw a fruitcake, right?
Yeah.
I'll take it. I'll take it. Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right, now number 11. I am in the fruitcake toss now. Matt in the fruitcake toss. I'm in the fruitcake toss. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say an air mattress.
No air mattress on the list.
Y'all got that one guy, I think he did the county commissioner, so let's just go wait and see if they were putting anybody in. Because the list I've got, I think they were on it. So I don't want to call, you know, the same ones other people's calling.
No, I think just the county commissioners yet. I don't think any of the others have been put in yet.
Okay.
So if you want to put any in, we can get them in early here. Okay, well, we'll see. Apparently, people holding off a little bit on their fruitcake toss entries. Remember, December 14th, 7 p.m., you can put as many people in as you like. 740-751-4038. Okay. Where are we now? I think we're still in our category here. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I got somebody put in.
Oh, go right ahead.
Judy Summers.
Oh, Judy Summers. Oh, Judy herself.
I forgot about her. We need her in there.
You know, I don't know if Judy has ever been in the fruitcake toss.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think she ever has. Now she's number 12 on our list here. See,
I think she says she's 79 years old, but she gets out. I know she's been up there at the radio station and stuff. She drives.
Well, yeah, and we're all outside, and there's no steps or anything out there, so...
You should have some chairs or something out there, too, for older people.
Well, I mean, I think if when the list partakes... We're only out there 45 minutes, and
yeah,
a lot of people...
45 minutes could be a long time for some people.
Well, some people sit in their cars. I do know that. So, I mean, that if it's a really cold night, I mean, if somebody needed a chair, we do have folding chairs. We could get them one.
That'd be a good idea.
Yeah. Now, it's interesting, though, that none of the former winners, Ralph Thacker, that kid from Donato's, or Ed, have been put into this thing. No former winners.
I wonder who put the kid in before.
I think his grandfather did, if I remember right. I'm trying to remember his name. And also, we have not seen the entries of people who've been in it, many, like Jack Kellogg. He was in it twice. Mary Ellen was nominated twice, but had episodes both times that were not allowing her to be in it. Buckeye Guy was in it last year, but we have not seen him. Abby, she was in it. She was not, she was there last year.
A lot of people don't show up.
Well, I'll tell you, last year, the good majority did. The only one I remember not showing up last year was Mary Ellen, and that was just because she broke her leg.
Sarah didn't show up.
No, Sarah was there last year.
Was she?
She came late, but she was there. She brought Chip and Mr. Neal, and...
I think the police officer in there didn't show up.
I think we thought a police officer was going to, but the chief of police, McDonald, ended up showing up.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Sheriff Bales, he showed up. Judge Edwards.
Got security up there, you know.
Well, I don't know. We might not have it this year because none of them have been put in it yet. But, yeah, they all showed last year. Bales, McDonald, Judge Edwards. Showed.
I'll let you borrow my gun, Scott, and you can know.
I'll do security?
Yeah, you can do security.
And also, I think Linda has been in it every year. No Linda yet. I think... Glenn Coble has been in it every year. No Glenn Coble yet.
I think that I'm trying to think of the.
Glenn in. I'll nominate Glenn too.
Oh, you want to nominate Glenn? Okay.
You have to have Glenn in there.
Yeah, he's well. He brings the drinks. That oh, Pastor Craig was in it too. He wasn't in it last year, but Pastor Craig's back with us this year. He's not been put in it.
Well, we get him up there. He's going to talk about God too much.
No.
I can't stand that too much.
No, I don't think
it's all right, but.
I don't know. He and Glenn had a little side bet one year on who was going to throw it. Was it he and Glenn or he and Adam? I can't remember. I remember there was a little side bet going on. We'll see.
Adam ain't even in it yet, is he?
No, Adam got put in. Adam was the second one. We got Ted, Adam, the three county commissioners, Sarah, Chip, Mr. Neal, Carrington, Matt, myself, Judy Summers, and Glenn Coble.
I've been wondering if Judy Smith's going to say anything about getting her granddaughter in jail.
Yeah, Fruitcake Lily.
She's been listening. She hasn't said anything. I might have to mention it to her.
Mention it to her and see if there's any other nominees other than Fruitcake Lily.
Right.
All right, let me know.
Okay.
All right. 740-751-4038. Now Judy Summers in the Fruitcake Toss. Now remember, you can put in anybody you like. Okay, name something that gets pumped up. We've got tire, balloon, and muscles. Still one left to go. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Who put me in, Scott?
I think that was our friend Lee who put you in.
Well, put him in because I don't even think I can throw a fruitcake anymore.
You know, it's fun. I got to tell you, it's fun. You just walk up to the line, and you don't run or anything, and you just underhand toss it. You don't have to overhand.
Can you push my bed up there?
I might have to.
The last couple years, I run all the time, and it's not that way anymore, but before, you always wanted to know who was coming, like Mary Ellen or whatever.
Right.
So I didn't call them back. So I call them and then I call you.
Oh, okay.
That's
so you're going to.
I didn't want to double do it because if somebody's calling the people, then I don't want to call again.
No.
I just wanted to know if they were coming.
Yeah, I don't think that anybody has, because we just talked about that. I don't think anybody's called Mary Ellen or Jack Kellogg or the sheriff or the judge or the police chief.
I've got all that list, but I don't want to call like Mary Ellen and another person call. I don't want to, and then I ask them when I call, and then you always want me to tell you, so then I tell you.
So you have called some of these people?
Well, the last 2 years, yeah, because I call like the fire station, that I think his name's Deems or something, and I ask him to tell the other firemen. I think they could do it by computer, and I can't.
Well, no, yeah.
I don't know all the other fire stations.
No,
and,
my understanding last year was if you call them, I even if somebody else has called them, I think it's going to be fine because that'll just mean more people are paying attention. So, but if you don't call them, then they don't get to participate, which is unfortunate because they all did participate last year.
Well, like the judge, and then I tell them if anybody in the office wants to do it and stuff, but you always wanted to kind of know who was coming. And I don't know one time if I called back and asked that, and I don't want to call back and ask, so.
Well, no, I just, you know, this year, if you call them and tell them and they give you Mary Ellen and Jack Kellogg, I'm guessing, are going to give you a pretty good answer. And the police chief and the sheriff both showed up last year. So even if they didn't confirm, they did both show up. So
you don't need them to confirm.
I mean, it'd be nice if they said yes, but if not, as long as they know about it, that's worth me putting them on the list.
Because I called that Ayers Ratliff, and I was calling those city council people too. So
you know,
because a few days here, I got stuff to do. A lot, and then when I get a chance, I'll see if I can call some.
Well, here's the only thing I would say. You know, our mayor, Schertzer, who I don't think has ever been in it, this is his last year as mayor, and if somebody was going to put him in, I imagine he's going to have a busy last month. That would be somebody I would call now, because he would probably need to get that on his schedule.
Yeah, because last year he couldn't come.
I don't know if he was campaigning or what he was doing.
Right. Well, last year was, yeah, after he had lost the treasurer's race. But being his last month as mayor, I think he would participate this year if he's free. But if I was going to nominate the mayor, anybody out there, I would call him today or tomorrow because it's 29 days away, and I'm sure his last month is going to be very busy.
Well, I'll see if I can find the numbers. Is that Thacker? Did he have his surgery? Did he do okay? Or
you know, I ran into him at the grocery store right before he was having the surgery. And as far as I know, he was doing okay. But I haven't heard anything after.
Because he went to the neighbors and got that free pizza.
Oh, good. Good.
After I was after him, and my son wants one. So probably tonight or tomorrow I'll get one from up there. But I'll find a list, and then because it's nice, and I got stuff to do outside because I already ran someplace, and I just got back a little bit ago. So
if you just call City Hall, I'm sure they can put you through to the mayor.
I got his number. I got all the numbers.
Oh, there you go.
Down,
there you go. Well, okay. Yeah, just let us know.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
All right, the fruitcake toss in full bloom. And, you know, if some of these people get called twice, I don't think that's going to be a bad thing. It'll just remind them when it is and where it is. 740-751-4038. Ted, Adam, Dr. Davis, Kerr Murray, Andy Appafeller, Sarah, Chip, Mr. Neal, Carrington, Matt, me, Judy Summers, Glenn Coble, and Lee, all in the fruitcake toss this year. All right, 740-751-4038, December 14th at 7 p.m. at 685 Delaware Avenue, right next to Pizza Hut there. I'm sure if you say the old Marion General or the old City Hall, people will know exactly where you're talking about. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Well, we're still working on our Family Feud question here. Name something that gets pumped up. We've got tire, balloon, and muscles. You know, Matt might be a tough one here because I believe Matt has been practicing. I believe he brought a fruitcake, and I believe he has been practicing throwing the old fruitcake. So, there's that. You know, I've never nominated anybody to be in the fruitcake toss. I might nominate somebody. I'll have to. Well, apparently we're going to have some nominations coming from Bob Welsh next week. And apparently Judy Summers is working on some nominations here. And I imagine some other. I haven't talked to Matt or Carrington. Maybe they'll have some nominations. I don't know. Maybe Pastor Craig will have some nominations on Friday, or Pastor Whitaker when I see them. I haven't seen them since we opened up the fruitcake toss window here. But does anybody want to nominate anybody for the fruitcake toss? Any age. You can put anybody, any age, in this event. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Okay, and the Family Feud, we've still got one left here. Name something that gets pumped up. Tire was number one. 48 people said tire. Balloon was number two. 13 people said balloon. Muscles was number four. 8 people said muscles. What is our one missing answer here? Name something that gets pumped up. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody have an answer? Or would you like to put anybody in the fruitcake toss? Fruitcake Toss 2023. Now a plaque will be given for the winner. You know, that's always highly exciting. I like that we have plaques, thanks to our good friend Bob Welsh in Columbus. It's nice to be able to give out a plaque to the winner of the old Fruitcake Toss. Go ahead, caller.
What about pumping up an ego?
Not an ego, but you know, if you won the Fruitcake Toss, that would pump your ego up.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yep. No,
okay.
No ego, but a good guess.
Okay.
No ego, but not a bad guess to be sure. Name something that gets pumped up. We've got tire, balloon, and muscles. One answer left on the list. Who's got it? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something that gets pumped up. Tire, balloon, muscles. What is number three on the list? Tire took number one far and away. 48 people said tire. 13 people said balloon. 8 people said muscles. Number three hangs in the balance here. Name something that gets pumped up. What could this final answer be? Tire, balloon, and muscles are the three answers that we do have. What is the remaining answer? Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. Apparently a stumper here this morning.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say ego, but how about people? They get pumped up before games.
No people, but a good guess.
Okay.
No people on the list here, but not a bad guess today. Name something that gets pumped up. One answer left to go here.
Go ahead, caller.
I have a somewhat amusing answer, which won't be there, and then what might be the right answer, but somebody might have already answered because I was occupied for about 10 minutes. Remember that song, Pump Up the Volume by Mars, spelled with the letters and slashes between them?
Oh, yeah.
So that's not there, but that's a good answer because I used to dance to that. In fact, I still dance to that song.
Yep, no volume on the list.
Did somebody say gasoline or maybe flex fuel or some other thing you might pump? Not your tires at the gas station, but your fuel.
No gasoline, and that's not there either.
Okay, well, that's thought I would give that a try. All right, see you later.
All right.
Name something that gets pumped up. Name something that gets pumped up. 740-751-4038. This is where we are.
All right, go ahead, caller.
What about a basketball?
Ball, that is it. We've got it. Ball, number three on the list.
All right, yes, it was a ball. Name something that gets pumped up. Tire, balloon, ball, and muscles. Those are our answers today. Okay. Well, we can do this one. This will be interesting. Let me try another one here. Okay. Okay, this is a fun one. Four answers, 6 minutes left here. Name something to which a lot of kids seem to get addicted. Kids, little kids. Name something to which a lot of kids seem to get addicted. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something to which a lot of kids seem to get addicted.
Go ahead, caller.
Scott, can I do two?
Yes.
TV and candy.
Candy is number two and TV is number three.
Ah, see how I just come in there like a wrecking ball and knock those out?
Any more nominations for the fruitcake toss? The field is growing.
I thought that was funny that lady turned around and nominated Lee.
I know. Now we got the two of them in it, Lee and Judy.
Yeah, right on.
All right. Thanks.
All right, we do have candy and television. Name something to which a lot of kids seem to get addicted. Candy was number two, 29 people said candy. Television was number three, 20 people said television. Still two to go. Go ahead, caller.
Let's say their phone.
No phone on the list, but a good guess.
No phone on the list, but definitely not a bad guess. Name something to which a lot of kids seem to get addicted. Okay. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
You said little kids, right? Not like, you know, teenage kids, like five or six?
Well, I mean, I would say kids from 0 to 13, 14.
Okay. You know, go a couple years older. I think I've been listening to too many of those messages at the top of the hour, but a lot of older kids are into vaping. And again, more teenagers, yeah. Adolescents. But that probably isn't there. I just listen to those messages a lot.
Yeah, no vaping on the list.
Maybe because the weatherman is so good. I try to take advice from him on proper diction and articulation. So, more serious answer, because this affects kids of all ages. Social media. I mean, that's got to be there. That's a great answer, Scott.
No social media.
So no one 15 and under is addicted to social media?
Well, I'm sure they are, but I guess it just doesn't make the list.
You actually believe that?
Well, it doesn't make the top four. Let's put it that way.
Okay, well, I thought I would give it the old world. Let me go back and put that on my Facebook. You know, since I haven't been 15 in a few millennia, I'll go ahead and put that on my Facebook, since maybe I'll feed my own addiction.
There you go.
All right, name something to which a lot of kids seem addicted. We've got candy, which was number 2, and television, which was number 3. Still 2 left to go. Go ahead, caller.
Video games?
Games, computer, number 1 on the list. You got it.
Video games, computer, that was number 1 on the list. 41 people said video games and computer. Still 1 answer left on the list here today.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Let's say pop.
No pop on the list.
No pop on the list here today. 58 minutes past the hour. 2 minutes left to go here. Name something to which a lot of kids seem almost addicted. Computer games, candy, television. 1 answer left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. About 90 seconds left here. What is our final answer here on this Wednesday morning?
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Let's try drugs.
No drugs, thank goodness, on the list.
No drugs on the list here today, thank goodness. Name something to which a lot of kids seem addicted. Computer games, number 1. Candy, junk food, number 2. Television, number 3. Still 1 answer left, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 1 answer left to go.
Go ahead, caller.
A cell phone?
No cell phones.
No cell phones on our list here today. 1 left to go. Name something to which a lot of kids seem addicted. Computer games, candy, television. 1 answer left to go in about 20 seconds here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, I don't think we're going to make it today, but we will be back tomorrow with much more. For this day, hope you have a great day. Scott Spears heading
for the dugout.
You're
listening to The Talking Place. From Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity if we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you. Yeah. All you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WNCI, Weasel Boy.